your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter number 21 tonight. Matthew, chapter number 21. I want you to look at verse number 28 of this chapter tonight. And if you're willing and able, would you stand at the reading of His Word? This is Christ speaking, and He says, "But what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first," or the eldest, "and said, 'Son, go work today in my vineyard.' And he answered and said, 'I will not.' But afterward, he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, 'I go, sir,' and went not. And then verse number 31 said, 'Whether of them twain did the will of his father?' They say unto him, 'The first.' Jesus saith unto them, 'Verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not, but the publicans and the harlots believed him. And ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward, that ye might believe him.'" You can be seated tonight. Jesus begins this conversation with those religious people of his day by saying, "But what think ye?" That is, I want you to consider what I am fixing to say. And I want you to come to a conclusion about your answer. And tonight, it would do us well as believers to think about choices and decisions and conclusions that we come to. Sometimes I don't think about the choices that I make, and the results are not good. We must learn to think about our choices and decisions we make in life. So many times we direct our life simply on impulse, and feeling. You remember Samuel almost did that one day when he entered into the house of Jesse and looked at Eliab. His impulse was, this is the next king of Israel. But God whispered in his ear and said, you better think about what you're fixing to do. And tonight, we must learn to consider. We must learn to think about choices we make in life. As a young person, you need to think about that car you've been invited to get into. You need to think about that drink that you're being offered. Tonight it would do us well to consider the consequences of our choices. With that in mind, I just want to look at this little parable and give you three things that are in my heart. Number one, I want you to really think about the answers in this parable. This parable has answers in them. It has to do with this father's two sons. Both answers are entirely opposite from one another. And I'm just here to tell you, not everybody responds the way you do to the father. And I don't know which category you fit in, but I know which category I'd like to be in. I want us to think about the first son's answer tonight. The father here says to his son, I want you to go work in my vineyard today. And he answered and said, I will not. I mean, just cold turkey. He didn't even think. He was ready to give his answer. And his answer was an answer that was rude. It didn't have any respect. It didn't have any love or tenderness in it. It was rude. It was terse and cold. And it revealed that this son did not have gratitude and appreciation in his heart for the care and the love that his father had shown in his life. In fact, his answer shows his disrespect and dishonor toward his own father. And tonight, sometimes as children of God, our father asks us to do his work, and we respond in the same manner. Our hearts are hard. Our answers are rude. We do not do what he's asked us to do. Help us. This man had been cared for. This son had been provided for. This son had a place at the table where he could eat. This son had been dressed and provided for by his father. And his father just simply said, I just want you to go work in my vineyard. And he answered, I will not. Don't that describe us? a lot of times. He said, I will not. We better think about that answer. But there's another son. And he said likewise to his second son. And his second son said, I go, sir. I go, sir. Now tonight, when you look at this second son's answer, it is punctual. It is immediate. The first son's answer was that way too, but this son's response was punctual. He was immediate. There wasn't any hesitation. There wasn't an offer of any excuses. There was nothing that showed that he was reluctant to do what his father had asked him to do. And tonight, this man quickly and immediately said, I will go. Now, I want you to notice something. The father did not ask one of his sons to do more than the other. He asked both of his sons to do the very same thing. He just wanted them to go work in his vineyard. It would bring a delight to the Father. It would bring joy to the Father. He did not put on one more than the other. He was reasonable. He was just and righteous. And I'm just here to tell you, when he asks us to do his bidding, he is righteous and just in doing so. The first son had been rude, and he had also been rebellious. In his answer to his father. But this second son was punctual, and he was also polite. He referred to his father as sir. Boy, that's a good description. And a good answer to your earthly father. He's not an old man. He's not just somebody you call by his first name. You honor and respect your father and refer to him as your father or as your sir. Never belittle, never disrespect and dishonor like the first son. Think on those answers. But then, secondly, I want you to think about the actions of this parable. For you see, the first son said one thing and did another. And the second son did the exact same thing. He said one thing and did the very opposite of what he said. I just want us all to know that life is more than just having the right answer. You can know the language. You can know of the answers. You can talk of the talk of the church. But you better have some actions that prove that you have a relationship with Christ the Lord. Actions. My wife has posted on one of the doors in the kitchen, one of the cabinet doors, and it says, "The best sermons are never heard, they are seen." And tonight, life is more than answers. It is more than talk. It is in our walk. It's more in what we say, but it is in how we step. Life is more than what we profess, but it is what we practice day by day. You say, this ain't much of a camp meeting message. I'm just preaching to you what he put in my heart. I want to have the right answers, but I want to have the right actions in my life. I want to serve him in a practical manner. Look at the first son. His answer was, "I will not." But his actions were this. But afterward, he repented and went. He got right in his heart toward his father. This son's attitude changed for the better. He repents and then goes to work in his father's vineyard. Lord, wouldn't it be a change in our services on Sunday morning that we would afterward repent and go and do what the Father has bid us to do? Wonder what made him change his mind and his heart. It could have been that he began to think about how good his father had been in his life. It could have been that he thought about that warm bed and that hot bath and a good meal provided and provisions for life. He began to think about God's goodness, his father's goodness and graciousness to his life. And oh, tonight, how you and I need to think about how good and gracious our God has been to us. We ought to be willing to go work in his vineyard tonight. I told them at Burlington last week. Brother Hinkle Little had two brothers. And his youngest brother was Ned Little. He led singing at Calvary Baptist Church, the congregational singing, for many, many years. Went home to be with the Lord just a little over a year ago. But Ned was a little man. His last name was Little, but he was just a little man. But I'm here to tell you, he had a lot to say. I remember one Sunday morning, he got up and he had a way with words. And he said to the congregation, he said, "Now, I know y'all are looking at me, but," he said, "I want you to know that I have been figuring." You ever figured? He said, "I've been a figuring." And he said, "I'm not too good at math, but," he said, "I've been a figuring. And," said, "I've come to the conclusion that I figure that the Lord has been good to every one of us. And don't you agree? And tonight, surely, God has been good to every one of us. He's fed us. He has clothed us. He has warmed us. He has provided for us. He has protected us. Oh, he has been present with us. And tonight, we ought to remember what the Lord has done and go work in his vineyard. It could have been that he saw the grief and disappointment in his father's eyes when he responded so rudely and so coldly. He maybe could not have gotten that look that his father gave him at such an answer. And he realized that he had broken his father's heart. It could have been that somebody had heard his response and spoke to him about what he had said. Thank God for people that'll tell you what the truth is. Oh, thank God that old Naaman had a servant in his army that said, "Now, Naaman, I know you're upset about what the prophet said, but if he'd have told you to go dip yourself in any other body of water, you would gladly have done it." He said, "Why don't you go and do it?" Like he said, maybe somebody chided him. Maybe somebody spoke to him. How he responded to the Father. Thank God for every time God's man has stood in the pulpit and you have dishonored and disrespected your heavenly Father, and he uses God's man to make you feel ashamed at the goodness of God that he has brought on your life. He said, "I will not, but afterward." He repented and went. But then the second son, his action. He said, "I go, sir." Can you not see the expression on his father's face at such an answer? And the Bible said he went not. You say, "Preacher, what's that got to do with me?" How many times have we come to an altar and we have said, "God, I'll go. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll serve you. I'll do right. I'll start coming to church every service. I'll go to Sunday school. Lord, you've been good to me. It sounds good. And when next Sunday comes, you're not in Sunday school. You're not in service. You don't come back for another couple of weeks." I'm here to tell you, just like that second son, put up a good show, but there's nothing in your heart that's right with God Almighty. Can you imagine the father going down to the vineyard and meeting his superintendent, and his superintendent says to the father, "Boy, I tell you what, that son of yours is really doing a good job. Said he's a working through every break. He hasn't even rested. He hasn't even stopped. He's working through his break. In fact, he didn't eat any lunch. He worked through his entire lunch. And I can see that father say to that superintendent, I'm so proud of my second born son. He said he's coming down here to work. And the superintendent said, I haven't seen him, but he said, it's your first son that's arrived, and he's been a work, and he come in a little late, but he's been here and working ever since. Hallelujah. I'd rather be a little late and go to working in my father's vineyard. So many times we make promises we do not keep. The third thing, and I'm done. And young'uns, how about y'all just coming back and singing a song for us as I'm ending up? Not only think about the answers in this parable and the actions in this parable, but I want you to think about the application of this parable. For you see, Jesus asked these religious people, whether of them twain did the will of his father? And they say unto him, the first. They had the right answer. But they were like the second son. They knew the right answer and they gave the right answer, but they had turned and walked away from the Savior. They had heard the preaching of John the Baptist. They knew what was right. They had been confronted with the truth, but because of pride and peer pressure, they would not believe. But Jesus said, them publicans and them harlots, he said, they heard old John preach. They wouldn't do right, but after they heard John preach, they repented and believed, and they're in the kingdom of God. You may have the right answer tonight. You may know what's right, but are you doing what's right? Does your life agree with what you say you are? The answers did not determine what was really in the Son. It was their actions that revealed what was in their hearts. I want to show my gratitude to my father. I'm a sorry sort at it. I falter and fail. But I do want to go work in my father's vineyard. Want to please him and I want to delight him. I've disappointed him a lot of times. But I'm here to tell you, he never has disappointed me. But I want to work in his vineyard. I want to sing in the choir. I want to pray with the men. I want to be in attendance at church. I want to be in my father's vineyard. I want to tell somebody what the Lord has done in my life. Would you stand tonight? That's my message. We better think on some things. Think about your answers and think about your actions and how you apply them While they sing, God's speaking to your heart. These altars are open tonight.